There were more heavy overnight attacks on Baghdad. Iraqi spokesmen say their forces continue to inflict heavy casualties on U.S. and British troops in the battles in central and southern Iraq. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad and spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
What can you tell us about the targets of these latest airstrikes?
Well, they seem to have been focused largely on telecommunications sites. At least 8 exchanges have been knocked out, and that means local phone service is out, and that prompts fears here that there's worse to come. Iraqis worry that with a phone out, water, electricity, and sewage could well follow. Saddam Hussein's vast presidential compound, which stretches almost 2 miles along the Tigris River, just across from me, came in for more hits overnight. This maze of palaces, barracks, gardens, and outbuildings is thought to cover a presidential bunker, which was designed by the Germans in the 80s. The office of Iraq's Olympic Committee was also destroyed. Now, you might think that's a strange target, but it was the headquarters of Saddam's older son, Uday. Iraqi dissidents say it became one of the most feared buildings in Iraq because Uday reportedly tortured people there. Now, we've been taken to scenes of civilian casualties, but we have not been taken to any of these palaces or government targets to see them up close.
So do you know how much damage has been actually done to the specific targets of these attacks then?
Well, we can see from, you know, the 17th floor considerable damage. But when you drive around the city, you know, you see gutted, disemboweled buildings. But, you know, given how much bombing there's been, you might think the city had been pounded to the ground. But mainly these are isolated hits of government, military, and telecommunications targets. Some have been hit several times. This has not diminished grief and anger of those Iraqis whose areas have been hit. There have been 2 major incidents where markets have been struck. Iraqis contend these are by American bombs. U.S. officials have suggested the damage was perhaps the result of misdirected Iraqi missiles.
Annie, yesterday and the day before, officials in this country had started saying maybe Saddam Hussein is gone because he's not been on TV, but then, what, he's been on TV today and his 2 sons as well?
Yes, but there was no audio. It's impossible to tell when this video was actually shot. There was also a presidential statement. It denied rumors that one of Saddam's wives and 2 daughters had left the country. I had actually heard they'd left. From Iraqis with good government ties, the word was they departed in a convoy of cars for Syria 2 days ago. Also, there's a curious phenomenon going on in press conferences with Iraqi officials. Usually they would mention Saddam's name in every other phrase, but they're not of late. In the last press conferences, you know, they have not mentioned Saddam Hussein, the president. And when we asked, you know, how's the leadership, you know, what's the status, they say everything's fine, everything's normal, and that's it.
So I guess Baghdad TV still is on because you're seeing these tapes of Saddam and his sons. What else are they showing?
Basically, it's continually rerunning old videos of Saddam. They run continuously. But today, outside the hotel, they gathered together musicians and party members to film one of these many videos. And there was a new song in the pro-Saddam repertoire. They had big boards up so the singers could read the words. And there was one bizarre incident. I spoke to one of the musicians who was wearing a Saddam badge. He said, you know, all of our songs contain, even songs of love contain references to Saddam, who's with us day and night. He said, even in our dreams. But when he found out I was an American, he proudly and with no hint of irony said, my son is in the United States. He told me he has a green card and that he's going to become a citizen in 2 years. I asked him, well, do you think your son did the right thing by going to America, which at this point, you know, is excoriated as the, you know, the bastion of infidels? And he said, oh, yes. And then I said, well, don't you think it's a little odd that you're here praising Saddam and talking about victory over the U.S., yet you're delighted your son is in the United States? And he answered simply, no.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad, speaking with NPR's Alex Chadwick.